Today, our expert is Walter Crockett. He is a Sparrow, Michigan Athletic Club personal trainer, and he's on the other end of our line. Good morning, Walter. How are you?
I am great. Tony, how are you and your listeners doing this morning?
I think we're doing fine. Walter, when we talk about core training, and we're going to talk a lot more about that this morning, I got a couple of emails from folks who don't understand exactly what the core of the body is and what core training is and how it can benefit their overall training. So talk about what is the core, what is core training, and how does that benefit the rest of your body when you're trying to get into shape?
Okay, great. That is actually a great question. Many times when we refer to the core, people automatically think only our abdominals, and the core is actually a group of muscles that provide stability and support to the whole body. So that makes up your abdominals, your obliques, your rectus abdominis, your transverse, even the supporting muscles in your glutes, hip flexors, your erector spinae muscles. Those are the muscles that run up your back that support your spine, and also your scapular stabilizers or upper back. So those things make up your core muscle. And basically, the importance of it, if you have any people that have any referred low back pain, a lot of times that stems from some type of muscle imbalance. So having a strong core, training those group of muscles, helps to provide support to keep you from having low back pain. Also, if you have any golfers or any kind of athletes, all of your power transitions from your core out to your extremity. So anybody that hits a golf ball far, you get a Javid Bass like the Lions that's really quick on his feet, those guys all have strong cores and them in their sport, and it also helps you stay functionally fit, just doing everyday things.
You know what's interesting when we talk about this, Walter? I've never had back issues, and a few years ago I had a lower back issue, and I went to my physician, and he told me, and I'm a guy who works out, I play a lot of basketball, mm-hmm. and he said, well, first of all, you got a calf problem, which has created a hamstring problem, which has created a glute problem, which weakened your lower back. And
exactly.
So we came up with a stretching program and a rehab program, but I was just blown away that my calf could affect my lower back.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like they call it a chain reaction. If you think about it, we're kind of built from the ground up. So anything in that kinetic chain can really throw everything else off. So, and a lot of times, guys, we do not like to stretch. So flexibility is a key component of your program, because once that gets out of whack, it pulls on things and it will throw your whole body off. So flexibility, keeping your core together, those are important aspects. And I like to tell people, don't just focus on the beach muscles, which is the biceps and the pecs. You know, focus on some of the things that's going to help you with your day-to-day activity. A couple of good exercises I want to give the listeners to start with. Let's start with the basics. I like to tell people, keep it basic, work on the blocking and tackling, learn the fundamentals. So our core is stability muscles. So start with a basic front plank. Hold those 30 seconds, do those three times, and go with a side plank to get your obliques in. And start from there. Go with a basic lunge to help you work on strengthening and lengthening the hamstrings and glutes. Those are some basic exercises for you to start with. For your upper body, you can start with a basic push-up. And those are some real key basics to start with, and make advances from there. Just don't go gung-ho from the start.
Walter, folks want more information on how to get their core training together. How can they contact you, and where can they go?
They can go to the Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. It's a dynamic facility. It actually got me to move all the way from Cleveland just to come work here. So if you haven't been there, you guys owe it to yourself to at least come in and take a tour of the MAC. It's the hidden jewel of Lansing, I like to call it. We can be reached at 517-364-8888. We have a dynamic training staff. My name's Walter Crockett. You could talk to Jermaine Alexander, Beth Holman, Mike Sheffield, just tons of great trainers there. And we would love to have you in, invite you out. Definitely look us up.
Thanks, Walter.
All right, Tony. You have a great day. And your listeners, we'll see you at the MAC. Okay.